we got to destroy Big Fatty's podcast while he was here.
Completely obliterated.
Yeah, because it didn't even happen while he was here.
So I will just point out that as I put it in the show notes, I wrote stroking. Egos, that is.
Of all people, Big Fatty should know. It's so easy to fucking forget.
Well, he doesn't.
Because he's always doing that too. He's like, no, I shouldn't mention names, but I'll mention so-and-so and so-and-so. Oh, no, because now I'm going to forget somebody. And then he'll mention so-and-so and so-and-so. Oh, no, I know I'm going to forget. Yeah. And that's me. I forget constantly.
He doesn't even remember what he ate for lunch.
I'm surprised he would remember he was here in Toronto.
I'm surprised too. So
I'm surprised he remembered.
I'm quite often yelling at him while I'm listening to the show. I'm like, just spit out the fucking word. The other day he glossed right over. He couldn't think what he wanted to say to finish off his sentence, so he just let it go.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of thought
they were awful.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Of all people, Big Fatty should know. It's so easy to fucking forget.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2252 of the BFO for Thursday the 15th of September 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to natter a little bit about the Big Brother, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Brother, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, Julius B. Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Julius today. Y'all, I got to tell you something. I was out on Tuesday evening, and y'all, I get an e-letter from that Princess Hannah, you know, she does that blob, something about tiaras and cookeries or something, she says, oh, batten down the hatches, you've got another tropical storm coming, and y'all, I watched The Rat. Hey, it is a tropical storm out in the Atlantic, but the rat keeps telling us it's going to turn and go north and it isn't going to be any impact or anything. Well, y'all, by the time the 10 o'clock news comes on Tuesday night, y'all, it is the very first ever in recorded history of a tropical storm forming over land. Y'all, I don't know if this is considered a man-made tropical storm because it started over land, or if this is a precursor of things to come. Big Fatty, the precursor of things to come. anyway, y'all, they named it Julia. Julia's sitting off the coast of Georgia right now, a little bit below Savannah, but y'all, it's just dump. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about dumping, dumping rain. Oh, that's very different. Dumping rain. Y'all, my poor colored leaves in the pots in front of the villa. Y'all, I emptied out, overnight, the pots filled up with water. So I emptied them out, before I went into the coal mine. Y'all got home. They're full again. Big Fatty. My colored leaves are probably going to be drowned. Big Fatty. But, anyway, and, the rat says that, today, Thursday, Julia can't move very much because there's some sort of, high pressure. Big Fatty, is that like Granny's colon? Well, that's severe pressure. Yes, Big Fatty, sitting just north of us. So Julia's just going to kind of meander off the coast we got more rain than we know what to do with. Big Fatty, can we send some to Walnut Hills? I would love to send some to Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, I went to the Von's Easter and Big Fatty was pouring rain. It was, y'all. I thought, well, you know, it's pouring down rain. Surely there won't be hardly any. Y'all, there were like 6 shopping carts. I think every old person in the world was in there when I went and lunch. And y'all, as I was walking in, yeah, I show Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, checking out. Big Fatty, what were they checking out? I guess the cassier. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I checked the circular out at home this morning. They didn't have a whole lot. But y'all, the one thing they did have is they've got the chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale this week. And y'all, you can order that ahead of time, and it can and be waiting on you when you get there. So y'all, I did that. I had half of that for my lunch on Hump Day, and I'm gonna have the other half today. So y'all, what else did I get? Y'all, I got they had the Green Giant steamed vegetables in a bag. Y'all, I got some sugar snap peas, a couple of bags of those. Y'all, I got a bag of the garden salad. Y'all, they had these bags of vegetables on sale, and y'all, one of them I'd never seen before, y'all, it was shaved Brussels sprouts, and y'all, it looked good. It's just Brussels sprouts, and they've just cut them real thin and everything, and y'all, I thought I'd cook up some Bafrin and then just saute those shaved Brussels sprouts in that. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. Y'all, I got some crumbled blue cheese. I thought I might put that on one of my garden salad. Y'all, they had the good Bafrin on sale, 2 for $10, so I got that. Y'all, there's a brand new solid dressing on sale. Y'all, it's called EVOO, extra virgin olive oil based, and so I got one of those, and y'all, then they had one that it was an Italian flavor, and one of them was a cracked peppercorn, so I got that. y'all, they had the baker's dozen of bakery cookeries on sale, so I picked up buy one, get one free, so I picked up some chocolate chip and some Heath Bar cookeries and took them in for everybody to enjoy in the coal mine. And then my chicken tender submarine sandwich, y'all, got my old person discount. Spent $31.18 and I saved $21.67. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the big brother on two, I say Tuesday night is a good one, y'all. And y'all, they had the eviction, and they had the head of household, and y'all, I couldn't be happier with who won the head of household. It's gonna shake it up. Big Fatty, is that like the shake and bake? I think so. Y'all, I got an e-letter from Lorena about the Big Brother, and I just thought I'd read it to you. Big Fatty, where is it? Well, I don't see it at the moment. Oh, here it is. Lorena says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'm a huge Big Brother and Survivor fan. Who are you pulling for to take home the $50,000? I was Team Victor, and my heart broke when he got the boot. And now, I just don't know. The fact that Paul said he was going to buy his mama a Bentley if he wins just didn't grab me. I wanted to root for Nicola James, but I'm not too impressed with their gameplay this time around. And Corey just seems like a big dope. Big Fatty, she's got him down. Anyway, I agree that half of the fun on these shows is hashing it over with your friends, so that's what this is, Lorena." And y'all, then Lorena says, "Oh, what the hell, you can just call me Julie, because that's my name." Big Fatty, she's de-lurked again, and she has indeed. Lorena, Julie, formerly known as Lorena, I agree with you. Corey's a big dope, and I'm recording this prior to the Wednesday night show, and I think you know. It's probably expected that Paul put up Nicole and Corey on the block, and y'all, I know who won the power of veto and everything, but I don't want to give too much away. But I do hope if there's a chance that Paul gets rid of Nicole, because I think she's crafty. She's crafty is what she is. Yes, Big Betty. And James can't win a damn thing if he tried. And the only one he could win, he jumped off on that hanging around thing. And then, like you say, Corey's a big dope. Now, Corey might be tough to if it's an endurance kind of a competition. But anyway, I would not be sad to see either Nicole or Corey in that order leave the Big Brother house Wednesday night. And y'all, evidently there's been some sort of I don't know what it was, but the Chen bot said that there was some sort of a huge blow up at the jury house. Big Fatty, did they maybe have Mexican food? I don't know. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, why are you playing the Crema music today? Well, I'll tell you, it's just an unusual day today, but y'all, today, the 15th of September, y'all, it is, it's 100 days until Crema. Big Fatty, I could have gone all day without hearing that. So, y'all, it's, and y'all, I was, when I was at the Von Z's today, I thought they had the ice cream on sale. I thought I'd get some of that banana pudding ice cream. Y'all, it's gone. It's gone. It's been replaced by the Santa's beard or whatever it is, and the eggnog and the peppermint stick and the pumpkin pie ice cream. So y'all, the cinnamon brooms and the loose walnut display can't be far behind. No, Big Fatty. I see y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all about caught up over here. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, last time we were here, Veritable Virgo spotted some sort of a monster putting a mayonnaise on everything. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that Peter G. Y'all, he truly has spotted Big Fatty. You may remember Big Fatty's identical twin, that carried the flag for Tonga during the Olympics. Well, Big Fatty's got his flagpole raised. Yes, Big Fatty, that looks just like you. Except it doesn't look anything like you. Anyway, Peter G, thank you so much. Peter G is also spotted Big Fatty also at the Olympics. Again, it says Big Fatty getting his hands warmed up for something. Big Fatty! Y'all, and Big Fatty, there's Big Fatty with the rest of the gymnatorium. Big Fatty, are you gonna do an iron cross, or are you gonna do the unevening? Never mind, we don't need to know. I say, y'all, just a little something that I saw in the newspaper today. Y'all, we talked about 100 days till Crema. And y'all, did you know there is a a Toy Hall of Fame? I'm not sure I knew this, but I'm not. I kind of think I did. It's up in Rochester, New York. Big Fatty, and then up near Toppy Smelly. It's very near Pickle Hollow, I think. I don't know. I wonder if Toppy Smelly has ever been to it. Big Fatty, I don't know. Maybe he could run by Eastman Kodak when he goes to take his 110 film cartridge in and pick up some new flash cubes, he can go by. Well, maybe that's it. y'all, it's it says the Fisher-Price Little People and Kaya Bears will square off against the Rock'em Sock'em Robots and Transformers for a place in the National Toy Hall of Fame. Whether any or all make it this year will be announced on November the 10th. The 12 finalists for the class of 2016 were revealed on Tuesday. Now, y'all, that's four of them that were announced, y'all. And I find some of these, if there's a toy Hall of Fame, there's some of these that I just can't believe aren't already in there. I don't know how long this thing's been going on, but there's just some of them that are so basic that I just can't believe it. But anyway, also making the list were the Nerf ball, the board game Clue, the card game Uno, pinball. A pinball machine, Big Fatty. The swing, y'all. How can a swing not be in the Toy Hall of Fame? Big Fatty, because it's oftentimes confused with a sling. Oh well, okay. Dungeons and Dragons, and y'all, this is the one that gets me the most. Coloring books. How can coloring books not be in the Big Fatty? Because they probably have to go in with the Crayola Crayon 64 box with the sharpener on the back. Well, that should be in there, too. Y'all hear? There's two other things here that just make me kerfuffle. It says, rounding out the list is... these are considered the unconventional honorees. But, y'all, I guarantee you, Every one of you has played with these things. Y'all, a bubble wrap and a cardboard box. Big Fatty! And a stick. So, y'all, I think everybody has played in a cardboard box. Yes, Big Fatty, that's it. Crema morning, the toys sit out, and you go play in the box, or you go find the pots and pans and bang them around. To be recognized by the hall, toys must have lasted across generations, influenced the way toys are designed or played with, and fostered learning or creativity through play. Well, Big Fatty, nothing says learning and creativity than a stick. Anyway, y'all, so if you're ever in the Pickle Hollow area up there at the Rochester, go by and pick up Toppy Smelly and poke him with a stick, Big Fatty. Okay, Essie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, y'all, that's that chicken coming back up on me. Hey, we don't need to hear it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday, and y'all, if you're in the South Kakalaki area, don't forget your Umbra chute. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll need that and your rubbers. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants show, and what's the host's name over there? I can't remember those hosts.
Of all people, Big Fatty should know. It's so easy to fucking forget.
Oh Yes, Urban Gatio and the Turnip Head.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.